Janelle Iacino.
Hello.
The bugs that are bugging and the bugs that are biting are still biting and bugging. So,
oh my gosh, yeah.
Wasps, stinging.
Wasps are in full force right now. I've got them on my back deck. And it's, I have a 1973 Schwinn bicycle. And
nice.
It's a
banana seat?
Yes.
You got the streamers?
No streamers, but where the streamers do plug into the handlebars, there have been wasps
trying
to go into the holes, and I almost grabbed one.
No way.
And so,
Hold on. Do you have the stick shift there?
It's one of the original three speeds.
With the stick shift on
the... Yes, with the stick, but it's like stuck in the hardest gear.
All right.
When I ride my bike, it's like the hardest workout ever, because I also have to bring the bike down to the first level.
Yeah.
So this is like a full body workout. Steel, like 75 pounds.
They made those prior to vasectomies being popular. Okay? Because young boys would ride those and just absolutely destroy themselves when they do young boy things on bicycles.
Goodness.
But then they moved it up. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
The banana, I had a yellow one.
Yeah, they had nicknames, Apple Crate and all. They had cool names.
Cool.
I love my bicycle.
So
you got
the three-speed stuck in third gear.
Yeah, but wasps were trying to take up residency in the handlebars.
So they went in the hole where the streamers came out.
So now I got to get some streamers, because that's the only way to fix that.
Wow. Would they eat around the, can they penetrate
I don't
the plastic?
Think they can. No, I think it's like it's such a thick plastic. I don't think that they can, but they want to get inside those nooks and crannies. And that's what wasps are doing right now. I mean, they're trying to get into people's eaves. And we've had just such a surge of calls for stinging insects lately. And it's insane. But what's interesting is if there's a lot of spiders on your property, there's a lot of wasps, because wasps will eat spiders. So this is like the whole farmer in the dell thing again. Like, if you have this problem, you're going to attract this, right? So it's been a crazy summer. Everything is kind of exploding right now with this heat, and it's dangerous.
A buddy of mine, we won't say his name, Steve, he called about mice.
Yes.
Is that a thing now?
That's all year round. Like, 20 years ago, when I first started working for Rose, I don't remember mice and rats being a thing so much in the warm weather season.
It's more cold, right?
It's like ongoing now. It's crazy, because like extreme temperatures will drive things out of their natural habitats, obviously. And with mice, you know, they're trying to get out of the heat too, right?
Oh,
they need shelter and food and stuff and water.
That's why I was
so
in the basement.
So it kind of makes sense. Yeah, it's cooler in the basement.
Okay.
They're trying to get out of the extreme weather. So yeah, but we did a great job for him. We actually, one of the things we do, and I think what sets us apart from competition too, is if someone calls us with mice or rats, we're not just going to put a Band-Aid on it and put some bait out. It's a matter of finding out how they're getting in. And mice can fit through a gap the size of a dime.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about how small that is and how many little nooks and crannies around your house provide that opportunity for them, it's insane. But we actually close up those spots to prevent them from continuing to get in and invade. So it's like a permanent fix. We get to the root of the problem. But he's very happy.
Good.
We figured it out. Got it sealed up.
Also, rats could get, because of their skeletal makeup,
size of a quarter.
So I will tell you a disgusting story.
Yes, please do.
When I was in the scrap iron and metal industry, it was reserve iron. It was on the other side of the grain elevators at 127th and Doty.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a stevedoring company that was where Tootsie Roll used to bring in, you know, maybe they still do all their sugar over there, and
yep,
they refine it and then pump it out in tanker trucks. Whatever. Okay. One of the guys was working there at night, and he left a bag in his truck of potato chips.
Oh, boy.
Okay? And somehow this rat got into his truck.
Yep.
And he opened the door, and there's this rat,
yep,
sitting there chewing down on the potato chips.
We've talked about this months ago,
yeah,
when there was like a surge of car dealerships that were seeing tons of cars come in with rat damage.
Oh, geez.
That's what they go up underneath the hood,
yeah,
and into those compartments of the vehicles. So
and start
do
eating
not,
their way through.
Don't leave food in your car, even if it's in the garage.
Yeah.
Mice and rats will seek that out for sure. I mean, this is like winter, you know, this is extreme temperatures right now. So they're trying to find water. They're trying to find food. That's what it is. But I also wanted to talk about yellow jackets specifically. That stinging insect is not a DIY pest because you think you take care of the issue where they might be going in and out of your eaves and stuff. You might spray a can of Raid at it, and then maybe the next day they're like 3 to 5 feet down. They're still there zooming in and out of another hole. That's not going to fix it. When you see wasps on the outside of your house, that accounts for maybe 2 to 5% of the entire hive, okay? Whoa. So the bigger issue is always behind the scenes. You think you might be getting it, but you're just aggravating them and putting a dent in it.
Did you see those idiots on the internet? I sent it to you.
Yes.
That came out with like the 30-foot PVC, and then he put it right up against the wasp nest, and then he lit a couple of bottle rockets.
Yep.
I swear to God. No, this is... You want to know how people die young?
Yeah.
Okay? This guy had like a 20-30 foot piece of PVC pipe,
yeah,
and he propped it up with a ladder or something, and he lit like some high intensity fireworks thing, shot right up there and exploded. I'm just like, what are you, an idiot?
I don't know if like guys just think this is like a fun challenge, like, oh, it's just some wasps, I got this, you know. Like, but you see so much dumb stuff on the internet, and it's like, please, you're gonna kill yourself and burn your house down at the same time.
So what percent is
it's about 2 to 5%. If you see wasps hovering around an opening on the outside of your house, that well, specifically yellow jackets, because right, those are the ones that get up into attics, they get up into those voids that we don't see, we don't inhabit. That's the rest of the hive is kind of behind the scenes.
We got a text here, 847. I have 2 yellow jacket nests in the ground in my front yard.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried 2 rounds of diatectomycosis or whatever.
Diatomaceous earth.
Yeah, that stuff. And 1 round of spray wasp and hornet spray. Can I do anything else? How much is professional removal? What is
diatomaceous earth? Is an all-natural kind of a dust. And it's it's just like ground up exoskeletons. And it cuts the chitin, which is the skin of an insect. But because a lot of wasps are very hardy, you know, when you go to smash a wasp, sometimes you got to get it a few times and you'll hear the crunch. They're very hardy.
Okay, rule number 1, I don't smash any wasps.
That's good. I'm glad. Thank you. That was the right answer.
Okay.
But this is why I'm saying it's not a DIY thing. There are not a whole lot of products out there that you can buy from a big box store that will actually take care of a wasp situation. And it's so much safer to have a professional come and do it. When you're dealing with ground wasps and stuff, they can really be disturbed very easily. If you go over them with a lawnmower, the vibrations might activate them. You can get stung over and over and
over. Why are they going in the ground?
Well, because it's a cooler place and they make chambers into the ground. Loose soil is what they're after, because they can dig around it and make little chambers for their babies and stuff. So,
but you're saying we got to concrete everything now? You got to put cement everywhere?
No, but if stuff like this happens, call a professional. That's what we're here for. But what's great about our residential program is that all stinging insects like this are covered. So if you're on our program and this happens to you, we'll come out and take care of it free of charge if you're on that program.
Another question, 309. I know it depends on how much work it needs, but what's an average price on doing the exclusion work? Rent-to-kill, Terminix quoted us 8 G's. We live in the Joliet area.
Wow, that seems high. It does depend on, you know, obviously how old the home is, how many cracks and crevices there are. We can come and do an assessment, no problem. We are very competitive with, you know, some of these bigger companies out there. So, and we do service Joliet, of course, so please give us a call.
Phone number?
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.